Shortly before 3 o'clock this morning, officers were dispatched to the area of Holloman Drive West and Woodway in regards to a major accident. It was reported that a vehicle had left the roadway and struck a tree. Officers arrived on the scene, found that actually there had been two vehicles that were involved in the accident, one sustaining very minor damage, the other driven by Mr. Eric Grimes was a 2005 Dodge Ram pickup. That vehicle had left the roadway in the 1800 block of Holloman and struck two different trees, one of which was uprooted due to the force. Mr. Grimes was contacted by officers while the fire department made efforts to extract one of the passengers, a 20-year-old male, from the vehicle. And then he was transported to a local hospital where he is undergoing treatment for incapacitating injuries. After their initial investigation, Mr. Grimes was found to be intoxicated. He was taken into custody for one count of intoxication assault. He was transported to the College Station Police Department and then subsequently to the Brazos County Jail.
So when you say there was another vehicle involved, is it like the truck ran into two trees and then another car hit him, or how did that work?
The truck, while attempting to execute a passing maneuver, had clipped the front of another vehicle, at which point then the truck then left the roadway and struck the trees.
I see. And was everyone in the other vehicle okay?
Yes, there were no reported injuries in the other vehicle.
Okay, and does Grimes have any injuries? Did he sustain injuries?
There was no listed injuries. He was able to be taken into custody and transported to the police department. He did not have to be taken to the hospital.
Okay, and about how many hours was Holloman closed between Marion Pugh and Harvey Mitchell?
We had officers that were on scene until approximately 8 o'clock this morning, so officers were on scene doing their investigation for approximately 5 hours.
All right. And so were the trees in someone's yard, or were they just along?
They were in the yard of a residence there in the 1800 block of Holloman.
Okay. And would you say that it's kind of near John Compton Park?
It's a little bit to the west of that. As the roadway, as you continue westbound on Holloman, the roadway makes a turn to the left, the road bends to the left, and it was there in that the bend of the roadway.
Okay. Is there a specific name for that neighborhood?
No, ma'am. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Is there anything else? Was anyone ejected from the car?
There's no indications that anyone was ejected. No, ma'am.
Okay. But they did have to somehow maneuver the crashed truck to get the passenger out?
Yes. It did take efforts by our fire department to remove the passenger, and then he was transported for his injuries. At this point, he is still receiving treatment at a local hospital.
Okay. And was there anyone else in the vehicle?
There was a third. There was a third person, a second passenger, who received no injuries.
Okay. All right. And do you have any blood toxicology or any
results? Not at this time. No.
Okay.